first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Bahia Brunel shares the lessons she learned from gratitude.
I'm eternally grateful for having grown up in a household where gratitude was more than just a word. It was a daily practice and a way of life. Consequently, though we had very little money, we felt rich in other ways. And when we were hit with health challenges, we remained healthy and strong in spirit. To provide for our family, there was a period when my father had two factory jobs and worked 16 hours a day. And my mother was up before sunrise each morning, preparing breakfast and sack lunches for everyone before she rushed out the door to catch three buses to work. My parents were shining examples of the joyful, energizing, and transformative power of simple, heartfelt appreciation. Rather than complain about their hardships, they showed their kids how to celebrate the abundance that was all around. Together we planted gardens, staged surprise birthday parties, filled our home with laughter, stories and songs, and vacationed by the sea. When they brought me to Santa Cruz for the first time, I had no idea that I would one day live in this paradise on earth and participate with such a conscious, caring, and creative community while writing my books and songs about music, adventure, love, and of course, the lessons that I have learned from gratitude.
Bahia Brunel, whose pen name is B.T. Brunel, is an author, musician, and teacher living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.